vorige gaat zou het nog helemaal genoemd zijn. Ik kan niet hebben voor.
Nee.
Hussein Bukovic Asanya had a nice book from a Thomas Kochob that we say Honor Hashem Hoshino, and we have 51 days from beginning of Rosh Chodesh Elul until Hashanah Rabbah. Days of Rachamim. And the Kavona, one of the Kavonas you can have for tomorrow when you say On Hashem Hoshia No, is On Hashem Hoshia, Hashem should save the No, the Nun Aleph, the 51 days that we got close to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that should be stay with us for the rest of the year. So what's the Avodah of Hashanah Rabbah? What can we take out from Hashanah Rabbah? Famous words, Rosh Hashanah is like we say, Melech Hosea Moshiach Mogein. Melech represents Rosh Hashanah. Ozeh is the days of Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. Moshiach is the day of Yom Kippur. And Hashanah Rabbah is Mogein. Day of Din, but we need Mogein for Kodesh Baruch Hu. What's the best Mogein that we can have? Of course, Torah is the best Mogein that we can have. Ein Skula like Skula Satorah. And to arrange this year, we want to thank Yossi and his wife, the Rebbeson, that he arranged and organized this year in comfort in his lovely sukkah, that we should mezakeh the Rabbim with a shir Torah on Hashanah Rabbah. We'd just like to give a brocha to his whole family. There should be great nachas, much nachas from his children, and much haslocha Rabbah, and kol maisei yadayim bein gashmis bein ruchnis.
Amen.
So, as usual, let's discuss something sukkah related to Choshen Mishpat. And, Mitzvah Hashem, everyone should have hanoah out of all the goods and can be involved in the shir to a certain extent. I will control that as Choshen. Okay. So we have a concept in Hilchos Sukkah brought down in the Gemara. If you look at Maror Mokka number 1, Daf Tes Amud Aleph, it says, Chag HaSukkos Ta'aseh Lecha. It says, make sukkah for you. Lecha. What does Lecha use? The Gemara says, Lemuti Gedela, you can't use the sukkah which is stolen. Okay? Stolen sukkah is possible for sukkahs. So let's discuss a few shailas related to sukkah gezula. Let's start the first one, the famous shaila. A restaurant wants to still work on sukkahs. And he wants to provide clientele money for himself. So, but people, if being a religious establishment, won't eat out of the sukkah, so they build a sukkah. Where do they build the sukkah? In the Rishus HaRabim, in the public thoroughfare. Does that come under the concept of sukkah gezula? If so, no one's going to be yotze with sitting in the sukkah. Maybe it's worse than that, we'll see later on. So, is it sukkah gezula? L'chora, that's not a shaila at all. And there's a Feresh Gemara that discusses this issue and brought down in Shulchan Aruch as well. The Gemara is also in Maror Mokka number 1, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. It says, Tana Rabbanan, Sukkah Gezula. Sukkah Gezula, which is possible. Vam Nisrach B'Rishus Rabbim. What about if you put up your Sukkah in Rishus Rabbim? Our case of the restaurant. Chomim Machshirim is Machlokes. Chomim Machshirim. The Chomim says it's kosher, and that's how we pass in the Shulchan Aruch. And Omer Rab Nachman, Rabbon and Latame, Rab Nachman says, you know why it's kosher? Why sukkah zul is possible? So why is the sukkah in the Rishon Sarabim of a restaurant possible kosher? So he says, Rabbon and Latame, Odom Yotze Chovosa B'Sukkah Shachaver. There's no din that the sukkah has to belong to you. You can borrow a sukkah. It's a din that it can't be stolen. If it's stolen, it's possible. If it's borrowed, you can use it. But kaka ain't an exelus, and you can never steal kaka. There's a concept in Hilchos Gezeila, you can never steal kaka. You try, you take over, it doesn't matter, it's not called stolen. It's not stolen. Whether you like it or not, you can never steal kaka. Umeila, sukkah shu'uli. So Umeila, even if you didn't have rishus to put it there, and didn't ask the owners to put it there, you put up your sukkah in Rishus Rabin for your restaurant. It doesn't matter what you're trying to do. You steal the karka. Karka ain't a gazelis. It can't be stolen. It's not stolen. It's considered borrowed. And borrowed sukkah is kosher. Only stolen sukkah is possible. Therefore, your sukkah of the restaurant seemed to be unequivocally no problem. Okay? So therefore, it's kosher at this moment. No problem. No shilas asked. You don't have to worry about it. You can eat. If it's good heksha, that's, I'm not talking about the heksha. If you can eat in the sukkah, in Rishus Rabin, and not be worried about, maybe it's apostle sukkah. No, it's not gezula. Can't be gezula. Ain't kark in this house. Now, let us now tackle a question from the stipler. Stipler asked the following question. He says, I don't understand. Why do you say that a sukkah which you build in Rishus Rabim is kosher, even though a stolen sukkah is possible, but one in Rishus Rabim is okay? You say because karka can't be stolen. But there's many, many Rishonim, which the Mosaic also from the Rambam, that holds that even you can't steal sukkah, you can't steal karka, you're still over Issav Gezel. You're still over Issav. You're over Issav Gezel by building it there. You can't steal it, but you're over Issav Gezel. So I understand, what's the difference between whether this, it's karka or it's metaltalin, whether you can steal it or not steal it. And then you're over Issav Gezel. So therefore, at the end of the day, you're sitting in a sukkah in a place where the person who built it was over the Issav Gezel. It should be possible. Why is a sukkah and Rishus Rabim kosher? It's still be considered sukkah gezula because you're over the Issav Gezel. What do you mean that it's not sukkah gezula? That's the stipler's question.
Why is
Gezel? Well, he's over Issav Gezel by building in there without permission from the owners, and the owners object and they're shouting and say, I don't care. Says the Gemara, it's kosher because it can't be stolen, Kaka. But you're over Issav Gezel. It's over Issav Gezel. He's over Issav Gezel by building, so it should be possible, sukkah. What do you mean that because Kaka can't be stolen, that the sukkah is kosher? It can't be because of the Issav Gezel, because you are over Issav Gezel. It can't be that creates the halacha of sukkah gezel being possible. So what does? What does?
Rabbi, can you not explain us one very simple thing? How I can receive without stealing anything?
You can
I
be.
Didn't see. You show me what I steal.
Right. Okay, so you're too much of a lumpton. Let's go back to being balabatish. I like you. Yeah. This area belongs to Reuven. I come to this area, gates his process and overtake it and use it, gates his will. So therefore, the guy says, hey, that's my area. And you're stopping using it and you're using it in this place. That's called Gezel, isn't it? Says the Rishon, yeah, you over it's a Gezel. But there's ein karka ein gezes. Now, what does the word karka ein gezes mean? That's what you're asking. Definitely you're over Issav Gezel, but what does karka ein gezes mean? Because it must mean something else, and that's why there's no problem with sukkah.
It doesn't change Rishus.
Okay. So let's have a raya from the Shulchan Aruch, what the concept ein gezes means. Says number two. Shulchan Aruch Shin Ein Aleph says, karka ein gezes la'ulam. You can never steal karka. What does it mean? It means it's brushus baler omedisk. It's always under the ownership of the original owner, whether you like it or not. You try to take ownership, you can never take ownership of it. You can be over the Issav Gezel by trying to do it, but you can never actually take ownership of it and transfer the ownership out of the original owner to your rishus. It can always remain the original owner. You haven't affected ownership one iota. That's what karka ein gezes means. Says the stipler, therefore that's Peshat. Sukkah is kosher, even if you build it Rishus Rabim, because it's not Sukkah Gezula that stops it being kosher. What stops it being kosher? That means if you take it out of the ownership of the original owner, this Sukkah, and now you take it against this all under your type of ownership, then that's called Sukkah Gezula. That can never happen with Karka. The ownership, whether you like it or not, always utterly stays with the owner. You haven't affected his ownership at all. So therefore, you can never call it sukkah gezula that can't be used for sukkahs. Which means, he says, the sukkah that you're sitting in it, at a time you can't be yotzer, the Torah says, when it's called a sukkah which is gozul. These walls and the sukkah are stolen from the owner. How is it that? Because it was under his ownership, and you took it out of his ownership. Then you're not yotzer. But if it's still under his ownership, and it's not affected at all, and it's still under the original guy's ownership, I haven't taken it at all, it's not called gozel from him to be considered not usable for sukkahs. That's the limit of the Torah.
Even if it's mutter to sit in it, maybe we shouldn't encourage...
Okay, we'll get to say a bigger word than that, but yes, okay, we'll see.
So does that mean if I borrow somebody's sukkah against his will, I can be yotzei? put his knife in Zura?
Correct. And at this moment, we say that it should be okay. Can't be stolen. It's not called Sukkah Gesura. It's not stolen. Stolen means taking under away from his ownership. You can't take away from his ownership. Rest, you're over Issa Gesel, but it's not got the name Gzula on it to say that you're not Yotze the midst of Sukkah. Ah, that will be my last point of the day.
Really?
To encourage people to come next time. Okay. Now. Okay. Fine, you're over Issa Gesel, other thing, but the actual walls and Sukkah are not called Gozul. They still belong and totally under the ownership of the original owner. You haven't taken it out, and that is what makes it possible. Okay, maybe there's other issues which we'll see soon. Now, so look at the restaurants. Yeah, they may be over Issa Gesel, depends whether they got permission or not, and we'll discuss about that another time. But are you Yotze by sitting in it? It's stolen property. Property can't be stolen for the concept of Sukkah to be possible. Okay. So now let's move to our next shalom. We'll get back, obviously, to this shayla at the end with a few nuances. Second shayla. Reuven's been always wanting to build a mepeset, a connection to his apartment. Yeah. He wants to build a mepeset, and the neighbors object. And particularly one neighbor objects. Shimon doesn't allow him to build such a mepeset. So while Shimon was enjoying his holiday in the summer, Reuven said, I don't need his permission, and he went and built the mepeset. Now Sukkot comes, and he puts his sukkah there. Okay. Now let's discuss this. Is this sukkah gezula or not? Meaning, is this karka that he's stolen, and therefore can't be sukkah gezula for not being kosher for the sukkah over Isurim? But not Sukkah Gezula, or is it Metaltelin, and therefore he is now sitting in a Sukkah which is Gozul? Because he's taken ownership away, and therefore he's not even Yotze his Mitzvah Sukkah while he sits on his nice new Mepeset.
What ownership did he take away?
So what did he take away?
He built the guy's Mepeset?
He built an extension to his apartment with a mepeset. He's on the third floor.
On his own property?
Yeah. Third floor. Out of his dining room. Third floor dining room, mepeset extension. Yeah. As we discussed in our shiurim, I think most of you have been over here. What does that area belong to? Both in halacha and according to the Chok HaMedina, what does it belong to, that area? So for everyone in the building. So therefore, what have you stolen? What have you stolen by doing that? When it belongs to everybody. So what have you stolen? What physical thing have you stolen? But what have you stolen?
Airspace.
You've stolen air. Now, air. Air. The actual physical air which belongs to everybody in that area, that's where you've stolen. You've now taken it for yourself. Okay. Air. Is it Karka Metaltelin? Because do we say it can't be stolen? Because it's like Karka, that the ownership, or the real owner, always maintains total ownership over it. Or do you say it's Metaltelin, that now the Gazan has actually taken part ownership over there? It's air like Karka Metaltelin. Yeah. The Chiddush comes from Eric, and he explains why it's Metaltelin. Why is it Metaltelin? What's the physical property that the differentiates between Karka and Metaltelin?
Move.
Have you moved the Metaltelin to your area, or have you just the area of the air been there and it's just taken over the area?
Taken over.
Have you taken over the area or taken the air to me? What have I done?
Taken it over.
You've taken over. So therefore, if Karka is taking over and not bringing it to yourself, and that's the definition why Karka can't be stolen, then air, are you taking it to yourself or just taking air over? You're obviously just taking over. So it comes down to Karka. So therefore, it should also be Issa Gesel, problem, Issurim, but not Sukkah Gezula, because you never took the ownership away. Ownership is when you move it from him to now me. You didn't move anything. You just hijacked. Okay. So now, There is a Tosis in Sukkah, which I want you to help me to explain, based on this. If you look at number three. Tosis Amad Aleph on Rav, again the same Gemara, says like this. So Tosis has a question, okay, Sukkah Gezula is possible, and you're telling me Karka can't be stolen. So when is it Sukkah Gezula? So when's the case of Sukkah Gezula that it doesn't work? When is the case?
When you steal his heart.
So he says, no, he doesn't say that. Ikla of Makra, we're going to fit the Pasuk in. Going Reuben Shabonah Sukkah Bachatzer Shal Shimon Medato. Reuben had permission to build his Sukkah in Shimon's property. In Shimon's property, with the permission of Shimon. Shimon said, come in, build your Sukkah in my house, no problem. Ubar Shimon, and after he built it, Shimon came for Tokof as Reuben. He took Reuben and chucked him out of his house. And obviously took him out of the Sukkah which he built there. That's the Eilat Toshul. That's not boring. Because it's now that Sukkah is not standing in the property of Reuven, it's standing in the property of Shimon the Gazlan. That's where he gave, come in, built, and then he chucked him out. Therefore, Enkarkin exists. That's not called Enkarkin. That's the case where it's called Sukkah Gezula. You've stolen the Sukkah. The Rashi says such a thing like that, but it's not so simple as you'll see later on. That they have other issues with that. We'll see. We'll see why that's a simple case. So what we see, Tosis says, where does it hit Sukkah Gezula? If somebody builds a Sukkah in your property and you chuck him out, that's called Sukkah Gezula. Now suddenly that's called the Sukkah is actually Gozul, you're not Yotzer. Now, all the Achronim asked the question, maybe Mr. Goffman wants to ask this question, and I'll say it, and if it's not, then Mr. Goffman could ask the question. The Achronim asked the question and said, I don't understand. Where did he build this Sukkah? How did he build the Sukkah? What did he do? With permission. But what did he do with the Sukkah? How did he do it? In midair, what did he do to the Sukkah? He connected to the Karka. So therefore, what's this Sukkah now's name on it? Is it called Karka?
No,
or is it Metalton?
It's not connected to the Karka.
Yeah, it's connected to the Karka.
It's not connected.
It's not movable. It's not movable.
Why not?
It's not movable.
It's super simple.
No.
How about moves them all around?
Yeah, but I'm not talking about Agala. That's Rashi's concern. It comes to Fuki,
that. It's not attached to anything.
That's what Tosus comes to Fuki. That's what Rashi says. Tosus comes to say it is attached. Is attached. So all our opponent says, look. So you made the Sukkah. He made the Sukkah, he attached it to the ground, that's what Tosis tries to exclude. He says he touched it to the ground, he doesn't, but that's what he's come to exclude. And so therefore, what's his Karka now? What's his Sukkah? Is it Karka Matalsin?
Karka.
Karka, okay. So therefore, I went and chucked you out of a Sukkah, which is Karka, yeah? So, Ein Gezel of a Karka, so it's Karka, belongs to, so why is it Sukkah Gezulah? You told me, you only can't have Sukkah Gezulah by Karka. This Sukkah is Karka, it's also attached to the ground. So why is this called Sukkah Gezula? All the Achronim asked this question on Tosis. Why is this any better? This is also Karka.
There could be answer. It depends what happened. The situation when he built Sukkah. Either this piece of land is like soil.
Yeah.
Or he's like lover. I loan you this land. And we know that when you loan somebody something, this person
can't very good. Okay, I'll explain what you're the same. Lobdish words, but you're saying the right answer. Okay. Fine. So, the stipler says, and many Achronim say similar like this, and it comes from the stipler. Why is this worse? Why is this more classic Zula than the regular Kaka? So he says, Enoch Hanami, when you chuck him out, you haven't stolen halachically the Sukkah. The Sukkah is attached. You can't steal the Sukkah. It's Kaka. You can't steal the Sukkah. Yeah, you don't get kinyonim on it. You haven't done any kinyonim on it. But what you've done, now people come along and they say, well, and they look up into it and says, they look in now into this property and say, who does this property belong to? Does it belong to Reuven and Shimon, where the Sukkah is built? Well, who does it belong to? The Chotzer, who does it belong to? Reuven, the Gazan, or Shimon who built the Sukkah? Who does it belong to? What? Reuven owns the property, he allowed Shimon to build it. So who does it belong to? It belongs to Reuven. Okay, the Gazan. So people come in, they look at the Sukkah, and they say, hey, who's this Sukkah? Who's this Sukkah? It's in Reuven's garden. So whose is it? What are people going to say? It's going to be Reuven's. So therefore, people automatically relate that sukkah to Reuven. So therefore, no one's going to say, it belongs to Shimon. No one's going to know that he built it and it belongs to him. They're going to automatically assume it belongs to Reuven because it's in him. That's enough to make the sukkah gedolah because it's lost its connection to the owner. No one's going to identify the sukkah with the real owner. As soon as you take the identity of the sukkah away, you're also called gozel sukkah. Goes, and therefore it's possible.
Why is it different than karka?
Regular karka. Everyone knows this land, and it's registered also in the land registry. You just go check. It's registered in the real owner. So everyone knows this. Therefore, no one's going to suggest that this belongs to Shimon just because he happens to be sitting there. Everyone knows and can check it up in the register. It belongs to Reuven. So therefore, of course, it's not gezula in the regular case. But here, they're going to assume that it belongs to him and it's nothing to Shimon. So you've taken the name of the real owner off it. That's also called gezula, even though you haven't got. And therefore, it's possible, says this.
Let's say I go to court and I shalok halacha, have the court adjudicate your land belongs to me.
Okay,
so
fine.
The land registry
changes
to my name.
Maybe.
Nobody will ever
Maybe that's called Gesu. Maybe that is called Gesu. Maybe that's also.
We don't find any.
No, maybe that's also. That's an example. That's an example of Tosis' case. Maybe that's the case of doing it nowadays. Tosis'
case.
Yeah. So now, when this guy builds the mepeset in the area which is registered and known as belonging to all the owners, have you changed the name at all of that area to say that it's Sukkah Gezula or not?
I think yes.
Have you changed the name or not?
Yes.
According to what we're saying, Rab Tuli saying anything before what we're saying, is that you haven't changed the name, it's all registered, so everyone knows that this area belongs to everybody. He hasn't done anything to take the name off the air over there, and therefore it's still not a problem of Sukkah Gezula. So, Gezutah, he's yoked his mitzvah, but not Avi Yisurim, of course he's done splurs on Yisurim. The Choret should come out, according to that. If so, I've got a kasha on the Psak of Rav Yashiv. What does Rav Yashiv say on such a case of Amar Peset? If you look at number 4. Brought down in the Sefer Asher Yish, the name of Rav Yashiv, it says, Bona Sukkah of a Peset, Shabona Shlobu Shoshashchenim, that they built without the permission of Shchenim, you put your Sukkah over there, Neshav Sukkah Gezula, that's called the Sukkah Gezula, you're not yoked to your Sukkah at all. You've been saying Vokal of Atolas, you've not been yoked to any mitzvah, you've been eating out of the Sukkah, you haven't been yoked to at all. What's Peshat? Why? It shouldn't be Sukkah Gezula, you didn't take the name off. The area, it's still registered in the name of the. So why is this Sukkah Gezula?
In this building and said, can I build there? And said, maybe these are good people. They said, build. After I build this, it's possible. When I look in this area, it's not necessary that this area belongs to the building anymore. When it's empty space, yes. But when it's something there, maybe it's legal.
So the question here, and this is what Rabbi Yashiv seems to be saying, is like this. Okay, it may be registered as that area where the air used to be and still belonged to everybody. But what did he do? He built an extension to his property, not something separate from the property, just an immediate extension. Go out for diving into the peasants. So everyone's going to relate to that area when they come to there as not that he has hijacked an area, but what he's done is he's encompassed that area as being part of his own property. It's Ki'ilu, he took it into the house as well. That's a way of taking it into the house. Because when they perceive it, they say, well, they won't automatically say, well, it belongs to everybody. They say, well, maybe he got permission. Maybe he just didn't do the illegal rights. He went and asked everybody, and who cares about the legal rights and anything, and he just does it. And then he's got permission. But the names don't really mean anything. I can easily interpret that he's taken over, not by going hijacking it, but bring it into his. If so, says that's right. Rabbi Yashiv says, Taka, it's called Sukkah Gezula, because you have actually taken the name away from its original status, and therefore is possible, and you're not Yitzchak.
And I would add, Rabbi Yashiv's Lashon is Nechshavah Kesef Gezula.
not even saying it's mamash, he's saying it's like, it seems like it.
Yeah, because it's not the classic case, but, so you have to see the next one. But the halacha is it's got the din of Sukkah Zula, you're not yotze even mit der Reise in that mitzvah. Yeah? Of course you get drawn. Okay. So now.
I think we may have to take into account.
We'll take it out in the Bachus of Dinah.
No. It's the opposite. I think you have to take into account the Shekhunah that Rabbi Yosha lived in. Nobody cared what the Tabu said. And so it was irrelevant for them.
And Ramot Beshemesh is different?
Maybe, yeah. Some people care. Some people care.
Big time.
Some people it's care.
Stage, okay.
And for that might be why people ignore what the Tabu says anyway. So it only goes by what.
Okay, so it depends on. It has to be very minute areas I can think of. It would be different. Okay. Let's move on to our third Shaila. The main Shaila tonight. Very interesting. Shaila, Maisa Shahoya Kachoya. Apparently. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. Ruvain lives on a campus. A Jewish campus, and the apartment that's supplied by the campus. Family gets bigger, they decide to move him to bigger apartments, and they agree to pay for his removals, including moving his air conditioning units, which belong to Reuven. So everyone gets moved, and Reuven actually goes away for a bit, then he comes back into the apartment, of his new apartment, and he checks that one of his air conditioning units, on Sukkos, he comes, and he says one of his air conditioning units is missing. Where's it gone? Does investigation with the campus. And they find out they made a big mistake. They took it down and they put it in Shimon's apartment instead. They put it in Shimon's apartment by mistake. Okay. So the campus said, look, we did you a favor by paying for the cost of removal. So we're not going to deal with it now. You go and deal with it yourself. It's not our problem. You deal with it. Speak to Shimon. So Reuven goes to Shimon and Chol HaMoed Sukkos and says, look, that's my mazgan, it was put by mistake, I want it back. So Shimon said, fine, but if I can show you, if it's your mazgan, the mistake is, I've got nothing to do with it. They provide me a pump, they provide me the air conditioning units. Okay, take it down, they're going to have to bring another air conditioning units. So Reuven said, you don't understand. Take it down, you take it down. You pay for taking it down. You're the gazlan. A gazlan has to return it. You don't just point to it and say, take it. You, as being a gazlan, Mr. Shimon, you have to actually pay for taking it down and giving it to me. Alright.
Why is he gazan?
So let's ask Matthew's points first. Why is it gazan? Says the Rambam Perek Beis in Hilchos Kaneva based on the Mishnah in Sadi Tes in Bava Kama says a gazan b'shogeg is also gazan. For example, you by mistake maybe take somebody's coat in shul, you're also called a gazan. Says the Gemara in Ayin Ches that Rava Paskins, that Hilchus Gazela means that if you take something and you call the gazan, then you have to pay for taking it back and returning
it.
So therefore, now, okay, we'll decide if he's the gazan. Definitely Gazela took place.
Yes.
Okay. Fine, okay. Whether it's he's the gazan or it's the campus that with the gazan, we'll discuss in a minute. But definitely, it's called Gazela, and definitely means if you're the gazlan, whoever it is, has a chiv to pay to get it back.
Yes.
Okay. Who's the gazlan? They're paying the sir of the campus. Okay, not the guy. But go back. What's it got to do with us? Where did they put the outside unit of the mazgan, of the air conditioning unit? On the Mepeset. Where Shimon built his sukkah. Now, he came to the air conditioning unit and said, hey, that's posel schach, what am I going to do over there? He says, oh, it's more than four tavachim. I'm going to use dofen akuma. I've got kosher sukkah because dofen akuma. It's possible stuff. It's okay. It's even four amas. It's dofen akuma. It's my dofen. It's my wall of my sukkah. It's going to be my wall of my sukkah. That's one of the southern people got in baskets. It's actually a wall of the sukkah.
And the sukkah doesn't have walls without
it. And it doesn't have kosher walls unless you have that dofen akuma. Okay. So now we've got a shayla. Okay, it's definitely stolen, this mazgan. We don't know who's the gazan at the moment. And the guy's using it, the stolen mazgan, he's using it for his sukkah. Is it sukkah gezula? Is the mazgan metaltilin? Oh, it's metaltilin. So you don't have any of the swallows there, because it's definitely changed ownerships, names, whatever you want to say. It's definitely got the shame gezel on the mazgan. And you've now converted it as being the wall of your sukkah. Oh, look, sukkah gezula, not yotze. Shimon's not yotze. So therefore, Reuven turns down to Shimon and says, look, I don't care if you're the cousin or not. But then you're not going to be yotzer your mitzvah unless you pay to take it down. They're not going to deal with it. You want to be yotzer your mitzvah? Take it down and pay for taking it down.
Cover it with a sheet, I'll be fine.
Halachic blackmail, of course.
Cover it with a sheet.
Because there's another
Gemara. Okay, but let Baruch say something tonight. Oh, let's see. Okay. The Gemara and Sukkah.
You still have to pay for it.
See, you're
going to
see the Gemara and Sukkah. Another Gemara and Sukkah. The Gemara and Sukkah is not a modern day Shaila, even though it was modern day asked. It is an old Shaila from the Gemara. Lamed Aleph, let's see. Number 5. Ahi Safta. You have this after. Grandmother. The God of men are Abdi Resh Gulusa ate him Vesoka Behem. The Resh Gulusa, the head of the Nossi, Avodim, they were looking for Schach, okay? So what they did, they stole this Schach from the Safta, and they built the Resh Gulusa's Sukkah with it. Also, Kamarakum, so she came for the Radakum and she said, hey, they've stolen my Tzrach. I want it back. Omele, so Radakum, so Paskins. Reish Gulusu, Vakulu Rabban, Tabay Reish Gulusu, Besukh Zulah Yosef. You're telling me they're sitting in Sukh Zulah, not sitting in Sukh Zulah. Why? Omele Radakum, Beusa, Ida, Beendo, Elizabeth, and Mavat. No. The actual wood belongs to the Reish Gulusu. They just have to pay for it. Why? It's called a Takonus Hashovim. At the corner. Hey, knock on it's Gezel. This answers your question earlier. Dr. Grelny.
You still have to pay to take it
out,
though.
Schach, which you steal, is called Gezel. But they made it a corner that as soon as you attach it to your building or use it for sukkah, then there's halacha. It belongs to you. It's just you have to pay for it. It belongs to you. You just have to pay for it. Okay? So now Shimon says, back to Reuven, says, hey, Enochanam, it's stolen this Mazgan, the acquisition units, and Enochanam I'm using for my sukkah, but it's not sukkah Zula because of this Takana that says it belongs to the Gazlan, I just have to pay for it. Okay, so he says, okay, so Reuven says, it belongs to you, so pay for it. So pay
I'm
for
not
it.
Not the Gazlan.
So now we have to define who's the Gazlan. It's a tikkun for the Gazan. He said, what's the special tikkun done? Otherwise, if you don't allow this tikkun, he'll never do teshuva. So they say, you can keep it as long as you pay for it. It's easy to do teshuva. So it belongs to you. That's a concept of the tikkun. So now we have to define who's the Gazan. Was it the campus, who the Gazan? Or was it Shimon, who's living in the room over there? Who's the Gazan over there? Who has to pay for it? You mean that why should he have to pay unless he's the cousin? Fine, but don't you take it. So you have a fight with the cousin. Nothing to do with me if I'm not the cousin. So where do we see a halacha that defines who's the cousin? It's a Gemara Ksubas Daf Requet Lama Dalet. It's not on your Bar Mokum. I'm going to say it outside. There it says clearly a halacha, and everyone says how does this fit? It fits. It says over there that somebody died. And he left in his house, one of his possessions, a cow. Everyone thought the cow belonged to him, but really he borrowed the cow. So the Yerushim come along, and they go and check the cow, think it belongs to the father, it's in his house, and he eats it. Says the Gemara, they're not gazlonim, they just have to pay for the hanor they got from eating the cow. So everyone asks the Lord, Akron says, why? Okay, they didn't know, but they're gazlonim b'shogi. You tell me, even if you're b'shogi, you're gazlonim. So says the Abachnei Ephraim in Simon Zayin Hilchus Gezela. No. When are you Gazan B'Shogeg? That's when you have Kavona to do a Kinyan. You're doing a Kinyan. You think you're buying from the real owner. You're buying from somebody who's not the real owner. Or it goes to somebody's house. You think you've got permission from the owner to take it to you. So then you're doing a Kinyan. That means you're Gazan, even B'Shogeg, your Gazan. But if you don't do any Kinyan on him, you just use it, thinking it's yours. I don't do kinyan on my mind. I think it's mine. I'm not picking this up because I'm doing kinyan. I'm picking this up because I think it's mine. Then you're not a gazan even b'shogeg. So over here, under that definition, you're only a gazan b'shogeg when you pick it up. Intention to take it out of one place to put it in another place, then you're considered a gazan. If you don't intend to take out place, you just intend to just look at it as yours, then you're not a gazan. Who's the gazan over here? The seminar, or is it Shimon who's using the mazgan? Why is Shimon using the mazgan?
He thought it was his.
If it was his. Obviously, then he's using it. Yeah. He doesn't intend to make a kinyan. Does he intend to take it as a kinyan to his?
No.
To bring it to his, under his ownership at all? No. I'm just using. So therefore, that's not kavana to take it out of one place and to your place, and therefore you're not a gazan. The only gazan over here is the seminar. So now Shimon turns around and says, look, what we defined. The gazan is the campus, and the halacha is, it belongs to them, they have to pay. Okay, they go to the campus. The campus said, we're not paying. So what's the halacha? Now, you got sukkah, which is possible, but it belongs to you because of zakona, but you have to pay, and the gazan's refusing to pay. Is the sukkah still kosher or not?
It belongs to who? Because
that's the case. The gazan takes it, he makes the sukkah out of it, it now belongs to him because of his zakona, but he has to pay. What happens if he refuses to pay? Is the sukkah kosher or not kosher? Is it kosher or not kosher? Fine, that's that. He's on the gazan. Well, that's the gazan was. The gazan who needs to return it, because that's who the gazan is, which we said is the campus. They have to return it. They have to pay. What happens if they don't pay? Does it? Is the sukkah kosher or not?
Yeah,
is it still the original guys or not? What's the shayla? What was the zakana? What's the zakana is? Once you attach it to your wall or to your sukkah, it becomes yours. You just got a chov. You've got a debt. And you can just chase me in for the debt, even refuse to take it to the court basement to get the money. But you can never, never, never touch that stolen item because it automatically belongs to the gazan because he attached it. Or the other side was, if you pay, then it belongs to you. If you don't pay, then it doesn't belong to you. We're not going to give you the zakana.
If you pay, once you retroactively.
Nafkamina in our case. The seminar, the gazan refused to pay. Okay? Is this possible sukkah or not possible sukkah? Is it a stolen sukkah or not? Well, if you say it's just a debt money, no, it's not stolen. It belongs to the seminar. You chase the money after and go do all your things. But if you say, if you don't pay, it reverts back to being stolen, then it's possible sukkah. Can't use it. Machlokas was shown in, if you don't pay, which side it is, Bala Itzel argues with, over there, the Torah brings down, and Rashi with Bala Itzel. And let's see what the Mishnah Berurah paskens.
At what point do you determine if he paid or not? Like, how long is that?
If he says, I'm not paying.
Well, in the beginning, he's always saying, I'm not paying. No. He's a gazan.
If you come with a claim and he refuses. So let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says. Kvar tikkun, number 6. So I tikkun chom kadei shi'etz b'nei otem la'atzis teshuvah. They made it to call them, in order to encourage people to do teshuvah. She'ein the Mishnah Berurah to make 8 sin, they only have to pay. But die, and that's good enough. They can do this because Hefka Basin Hefka, that's the Koacha Basin, to take ownership away from one and give it to the other. Mela, im shalane, therefore, if you pay the May 8th the Mahavi, if you pay that, Achakash Shalom, then it's yours. So what's he paskening? Is he paskening that you have to pay in order to be yours? It's automatic, yours is just a debt of money. What's the Mishnah Berurah paskening? You have to pay in order to make it yours. And now Reuven says to Shimon, Enochanami, you're not the gazan. Enochan the gazan is the campus. And Enochanami, it should belong to you, but only if it gets paid. The gazan doesn't want to pay. If he doesn't want to pay, then it belongs to me. It's stolen. Your sukkah's stolen, so I'm going to go back to my blackmail. You've got nothing to do with it, but they're not doing anything yet. But you've got apostle sukkah, so if you don't want to have apostle sukkah, then pay. Just to get out, even though you're not the gazan. You want to get out of being false sukkah, pay.
The zakana applies to a third party. In other words, the zakana was made for the person who actually is the one who has to pay, the gazan.
Ah.
This is a third party.
Oh, but you're asking a very good question about it. Okay. So now we've got that halakhic blackmail. Okay. Let's move on to the next step. He says, okay. So he says, you know what? I'll pay to get it down. Okay, I don't want to have a possible sukkah. So then the rabbis come in and say it doesn't help you. Okay? Because there's a Mishnah Brua in Hilchos Tzitzis. Let's go to Orachai now. Hilchos Tzitzis. That says, number 7. He says, Nisabati, I have a sofik. Risha gozo chuti tzitzis. Somebody steals tzitzis. Strings of tzitzis. Then he puts it on his garments. Shin lovam, he actually pays for it. Onosla mutona, or the original owner said, that you stole, but now you get, I give it to you as a present. In mechuyev lachzor tzim, maybe it doesn't help. Maybe he has to take it down and take the tzitzis after you got it as a present, take them off and put them back on. The kibbutz also then been in shiva says, oh sure, because you've got a problem with tzitzis also. It has to be yours at the time of making it. At the time you made it, it was possible. So it doesn't help. So what we say from this Mishnah Berurah, just like Amatzi is saying, the takana of paying only works for the gazan. They say the gazan steals it. If he pays, it was always his from the beginning. So then you don't have a problem with your sukkah. But if you're not the gazan, but
the
if you're not the gazan. You're not the gazan who pays. So it's like a matana. He's saying, let the gazan off. I'll pay you money. Let the gazan off. That's not the tzakon of the shop. We want the gazan to pay to make the teshuva. We want him to do. We don't give any tzakonis for somebody just letting somebody off. If so, then it means it was never his from the beginning. It was never his, then all the sukkahs, it was possible until now. Now, from now on, it's okay for the last day of sukkahs. Hashanah Rabbi, you're okay. But the up and out has been possible. You want it to be yours from the beginning. The only way it's going to be yours is if you're the gazan paying, not if the owner says, I let you off. It's going to be possible. Still, and you have to take it down and put it up again now to carry on. But retrospectively, only is the gazan's retrospectively pays at the end. He never pays. You paying and him letting off doesn't help. And more than that, let's say that the seminar say, the capitalist says, we'll pay. What we're going to pay? We're going to pay to take it down. That's also not good. In order to own it, you have to pay for it. The kitzchana was, it belongs to you, pay for it.
Well, they're going to give it back.
Whether you like it or not, pay for it.
They can give it back.
Okay, then they have to do a stick. Yeah? So he says, doesn't help to just pay to take it down, if the real gazan. But the real gazan doesn't want to pay. And if he does want to pay, he has to pay for it. It doesn't help just to pay to take it down. And therefore, when the problem, even if he wants to pay, it doesn't help. Whether he pays or not, Shimon's got a possible sukkah. Either it's possible because it's gezel from the beginning, or it's gezel from the beginning and it becomes now okay. Even if he pays. So now we've got a problem.
So
Shimon thought for a bit and he said, what am I going to do here? I've got a problem here. I'm not going to convince the campus so easy to pay, and it doesn't help them to agree to pay because they denied to pay originally and they lost their tekona. So what am I going to do? I got apostle sukkah. What am I going to do? Ethan the apostle, he speaks. He says, hold on. First night of sukkahs, I didn't eat in the sukkah in the first day. I only ate in the sukkah after the first day. I went to my parents the first day. Okay, so the mitzvah is only on the first day. Okay, it's an apostle sukkah. Sukkah gozel the rest of the days of Yom Tov. Okay, I didn't do a mitzvah. I didn't eat outside the sukkah. What's the halacha of the sukkah which is posel? A sukkah which is posel, which you eat in. Is it you're not doing a mitzvah? Or is it you're outside the sukkah eating and doing a favor? What is it?
You're outside the sukkah. Outside the sukkah. It's not a sukkah.
How about a brach of a tov?
Okay.
It doesn't count.
I'm not sure it's a brach of a tzolah. There's a whole Torah about that. So when you think it's a mitzvah, you do not do it, end up doing it. Okay, there's a whole Torah. Okay. What? So the Minchas Chinuch says, no. Not like any of you. The Minchas Chinuch says, when you're sitting in the sukkah, which is posel, that's like gozel, you're not doing the mitzvah. But you're not sitting outside the sukkah. Oh, it's all the walls. No, you're not sitting outside the sukkah. There's got tzkach over here. I'm not eating outside the sukkah. I'm not doing an aveira. So Rutschman says, okay, no problems now. Okay,
there's no eating outside the sukkah. There's a chi of the inner sukkah.
I'm just saying what Michal's going to. So therefore, I've limited my problem now. I didn't have, I've makayim my mitzvah on the first night, the other night, it's okay, I didn't eat in the sukkah, but I don't have to eat in the sukkah, the other night, okay. Brokha v'tola, maybe it's no problem with Brokha v'tola, hold Torah, another shift for that, why don't you Brokha v'tola? Okay, fine, sir, forget, you're on your own, go chasing the seminar. Okay. So,
but it's not, but it's
problem, matzah says there's a problem. It's not only matzah says there's a problem, we've got Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Both say, we disagree with the Minchas Chinuch. We hold the Apostle Sukkah is eating outside the Sukkah and you're doing an affair. What's the Raya? We've got a Mishnah Brewer, another Mishnah Brewer, this time in Hilchus. And this is a big Yesod, everyone has to remember this. Number 8. Be'alocha, Hilchus, Kriya Sotar, Simcha Kalam, says like this. Kriya Shema, over there. He says that Mitzvah Shricha Kavona. We pass the Mitzvah Shricha Kavona. So the Mishnah Brewer points out a point. A very chomadik thing. In Korah the Torah, if you're called up for a Liyah the Torah, Bilech Talos or Talos the Kahal, you take a Talos for somebody to go up to the Bimah, Shoz Manubohu, and you're in a quick hurry. You want to take a Talos and quickly go up to the. Mistama in Machab, as we should have to say, Mistama, you're not thinking of becoming the mitzvah of sitzes when you're putting it on. You're not thinking about it. A mitzvah Shvicha Kavona. Memela over Bizar, a mitzvah say, in Losha Machab and Shay Mitzvah, Memela, you're wearing a four cornered garment without being the kaim, the mitzvah of sitzes, and you're over. And it's a
mitzvah svichas kavana?
Mitzvah svichas kavana, and you don't have kavana. So therefore, they're bringing a raya, Rosh Hashanah of Ulbach and Sarah, that when you don't have kavana for a mitzvah, are you not actually performing the mitzvah? As kilo, you're doing nothing. Kilo, there's no mitzvah here, and kilo, there's no strings here, and therefore, they're applying to our case. Ki'ilu, you're not eating in sukkah. So much so, says Rosh Hashanah Zobach, if the Bach's correct, that in order to be yotzei mitzvah sukkah on the first night, that you have to have kavona. The man knows about only agavot. You have to have that kavona, and you're not yotzei. He says, if, according to this cheshbon, if you don't have that kavona, you're not only not doing the mitzvah, you're eating outside the sukkah, because there's no sukkah here, and you've been eating food outside, which is an issa, mabata asei, like you say. Okay. Feinstein says that halacha. Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that's what it seems from Mishnah Brewer, and that's what I'm noting. He doesn't actually say that's the bottom line, even though they're arguing both mitzvahs. So again, we come back. Our cheshbon, Shimon is having a problem. Okay, he's done his mitzvah the first time. Proper sukkah. This sukkah, he thinks, not okay. So I was not eating. I wasn't doing a variance. No, according to this cheshbon, he was doing a variance, and now he's got a problem. Even I don't pay, I'll pay. It doesn't make a difference. I'm still doing a variance. What? Yeah, that's what the Ramah says. But the Raisa, the Rabbanon, okay.
There's another
Averis which he
did for all these days.
Besides Brocha v'Avatol.
Okay.
Okay, we said Brocha v'Avatol is a different share, whether it's a Brocha v'Avatol. Okay.
But if he pays, why is he still doing, an Avera?
Because up to now the sukkah was a gozel sukkah, and it only converts to being not from now onwards. It means the last few days it was apostle sukkah.
Okay.
I was sitting there in apostle sukkah.
For
now onwards, okay. But the last day, what happens? I want to make sure that I haven't done this surim.
But
terrible.
Mishnah Brewer said it wasn't meant. The paying isn't happening when you were retroactively anyway.
For the takonas hashovin, it works retroactively.
He says only yachar kach here.
No, then it's retroactively. There's other two. There's Rishonim say it actually works retroactively. Okay. If it's the God's respect.
The Kavan is only the first night. And it covers all of it. The Kavan you knew.
Well, the Mitzvah.
Kavan is every night, no?
Yeah, what the Mitzvah say is on first night. So you want to be your Slav Mitzvah say? You need this Kavan. Other times it's not. If you need that Kavan, then according to that, you'll be eating it outside as well. Yeah. Okay. So now, we need to have some limits. We have to save Shimon. I mean, he's in a bad situation. Not, of course, he's the. He's the full guy over here. It's not his fault. Yeah? So you have to try and think. That's something. Okay. So the best way to maybe look at this is that the Gemara, which we started with, that Sukkah is Pesula, it's talking about Tzchach. If it's Gozel, then you're not Yotze. Who says it applies to walls? Who says that if you steal a wall, that it's also possible? Maybe it's only Tzchach. That's possible.
So why would you have to come on to Karkeinu and Zealous if that was the case?
Yeah.
They don't care what the Karka is. Uh-huh. It's only the Tzchach we care about.
Yeah.
So that indicates that it is not just the Tzchach.
Okay. Yeah, it's a subtle problem, but the problem of the Gula, okay, we'll see. I knew it's subtle. Okay. So Rav Moshe Feinstein was asked the following shayla. Silverstein said he had the similar shayla. That Shimon says, look, I know Reuven built his sukkah with his walls and with his chach, but I know that when he got the screws to build the walls, he stole those screws. Can I eat in that sukkah?
Can it stand without the screws?
Can I eat in that sukkah? So it's not schach, it's not dofen, it's stolen screws which are holding up the sukkah. Can I eat in it? Is it sukkah psula? So Moshe says the following words. Nia, number 9. If the walls can't stand up without the screws, and they're stolen, everyone agrees this sukkah is possible. Think of it in the middle of the because they are holding the whole sukkah up. Therefore, it's called the sukkah psula. So we see from Rav Moshe that it doesn't help. That in fact, not walls. Even walls are possible. Even walls are possible. So. Okay. So the Maramokomas have run out. So what's the answer?
So is he dealing with the Maimed issue here, or is he dealing with the Gezel issue? Here? Gezel.
He says.
Gezel.
But he needed it. That's our case. He needed it. Okay, fine. But he needed it for the kosher sukkah here. He needed the kosher sukkah. Okay?
I thought Moshe was against Maimonides with
nails
anyway.
Okay, the case he's not going to say it's possible to cool the armor. Possible to cool the armor.
No, it's Maimonides for the sukkah.
Okay.
This is Maimonides for the wall.
So, the answer is not on your sheets. What's the answer? So, the custom sofa says the following. He says he showed like this. Besides, I don't understand. Well, we've shown this question, but he says like this. Besides, there's a concept of sukkah being possible for the posuk. It says, lecho. There's another concept. That stops you being yotza mitzah. That's called mitzah haba barbera. Mitzah barbera means you're not yotza mitzah at all. Says the Aruch Haner, yes, the walls are possible if they're stolen, but not because it's sukkah gezula. The walls are possible if it's stolen because of mitzvah barbera. Sukkah gezula only applies to the schach. Walls which are stolen, they're possible the sukkah because mitzvah barbera.
And only if you do it.
Says the Aruch Haner, enough can be between the two, whether it's possible between because of schach, because it's lechor, or because of mitzvah barbera, enough can be. What's the enough can be? Says the Aruch Haner, there's a machlokes about this, but there's a sad to say, a lot of Rishonim say, that if it's mitzvah barbera, it's only the one doing the aveira that stops the mitzvah working. It's the gazlan that he's doing the aveira can't be yotza with the mitzvah. But if I'm not the gazlan, then it doesn't stop me from yotza the mitzvah, because the aveira stops the mitzvah. I didn't do the aveira. It's the gazlan that did the aveira. So then I'm still doing the mitzvah. But if the sukkah is possible because of lechor, it's not a sukkah unless it's not gozel, unless it's not stolen, then it's going to be possible whether it's you or anybody else. That's enough gemina. It says the Aruch Haner, therefore, stolen walls is what we're talking about over here, is not a problem of lacha, it's a problem of mitzvah ver, and therefore affect Shimon, because who's the gazan? The campus or Shimon? Who's the gazan? Campus. So Shimon said, I never did a ver. So if it's only a problem of mitzvah ver, so therefore I can be yotza. That's one limit schus. Why is the limit schus? Firstly, it's a mach locus with mitzvah aveira. Works to allow other people to be yotzer. It's a mach locus. Put down in shulchan aruch. Secondly, the prima gozin argues and says that stolen walls are possible like schach. Okay. So how are we going to save? How are we going to save the prima gozin? How are we going to help with the prima gozin? Yeah. You know why? Because mitzvah baba aveira. Yes. Well, it's possible. Yes. Possible. 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 Yeah, for the thief. For the thief. Yeah, you can fit it into words. Yeah. Okay. I could maybe fit it in. Possible kulam means the thief. In any case, the Supreme God says that it's the same as schach and it doesn't help other people. Okay. So, what we're going to do? The Supreme God says like this. What the Supreme God says? Okay. We talk about schach being possible. They're stolen. Walls about stolen. What about Dofen Akuma, which was stolen? The Prima God himself asked the Shaila. Well, it's not the wool, but it's the, you're using the scarf which is possible to make a kosher, go for the kuma. So he says, well, it's totally how you learn dover and kuma. Is dover and kuma a wool? Extension of the wool, then it's got the same din as the wool being possible. It's stolen.
That's a Rashi.
Yeah. If you learn dover kuma, it just means is that the wool is now, the original wool, that's down below, is now considered part and parcel of the sach and near the sach and attached to the sach. But you're not actually using the actual possible sach to be part of the wall. They just help you connect it. Then that is a different thing. Then that's not going to be possible to shum gesem. Even the Prima Godin will say that that's only mitzvah barbatim. Okay. So therefore, we now got the limitless. So now let's conclude what we learned tonight. Sum up exactly what where we're holding all the shabbos. Okay, I'm going to read out to you. We've learned 13 things tonight. You didn't realize that, but you have learned 13 things tonight. If you steal something, if you're a guzlan has to can't just point it out where it is. He actually returns it. Has to return the item. A gunner for shogeg, I had kavona to do a certain kinyan. Even if it's for shogeg, he's called a gunner. In your shul, you take somebody's jacket, you may be called a gunner in such a case. And you have to chase the owner. There's a psul of sach being gozel and that makes it possible. But there's a takona that says even though it's possible, if you connect it to your sukkah, it belongs to you if you pay. If you eat an apostle sukkah, then you're considered out, like according to the poskim, Moshe Feinstein, even though it's a machlokas, it's considered like you eat an outside sukkah. You've done a veil like that. And that's what we're showing Zalman Orbach's note saying. Even if the owners are mochel on the tashrum, on the payments, or they get the payment from somebody else, it doesn't help. The takona is not activated to consider it belongs to the gazlan. It just says from now onwards it belongs to you. It doesn't help retrospectively. Sach is stolen. It also applies the psul to a wall which is stolen. With the psul which is from the wall which is stolen, there's a shaila that says maybe it's not like sach, maybe it's only possible because mitzvah avera, and therefore only applies maybe to the gazlan himself. Karka can never be stolen. Therefore, a sukkah in Rosh Hashanah has no psul on it. What about mitzvah avera? It also has no mitzvah avera because it can't be stolen. Mepeset, which you build in an area which the Shechinim don't agree to, according to Rabbi Yashiv, it's considered apostle sukkah. It is apostle, so you have stolen it, and therefore you're not yotze your mitzvah. And even according to the other side, who says you haven't stolen it, but have the person who built it, has he got a chiyuv to take down that mepeset? Even if you said it's not called stolen, has he got a chiyuv to take down the mepeset? Yes,
yeah.
He's got a chiyuv. So therefore, you cannot make your broch on such a sukkah. Even if the people don't hold it stolen, but you can't make your broch on it. Okay.
This is about the sukkah mishus rabim.
Yeah, right. Regarding your sukkah mishus rabim, we said it's okay. Let me ask you, tell you the chazanish question, which we're not going to answer tonight. Chazanish says, why is it okay, sukkah mishus rabim? He says, I've got a problem. You're not stealing the sukkah, you're not stealing the ground, but you're stealing the use of the ground. Why doesn't stealing the use of the ground make it a problem? At least mitzvah bal avera. And you come to the shurim about dinner machus dinner, and we'll hear what it says over there.
What about the Messiah Shah?
We also come to that. That's in the shirim of dinner machus dinner.
Yeah. You can help everybody here in this room by one very simple question. Really help. When they park in car, and I live between car, both places, other cars do not park anymore. I'm
sick
or not.
You're not you're to the mitzvah hafta lerecho kamocha, that's for sure not. But your thief, it depends on all different scenarios, whether you're parking in somebody's private chaniya or not parking in private
chaniya. Public place.
Public place. Okay, so then that comes up to dinner, because you know exactly what the status of those public areas are. Every area is different, how the area relates to it, and whether dinner mechosu dinner applies to that, that's another story. Okay. So, that's what we learned tonight, and I just want to, therefore, just finish off. Thank you. Say, Ashrecho, that all came tonight. All of you came tonight. As the Alter of Sabotze says, you can't judge a good yeshiva by the fact that you have, whether you have how many choshev of bochrim or not bochrim or avreichim or avreichim are in the yeshiva. That's not how you could judge a good yeshiva. A good yeshiva is what the bochrim, you judge a good yeshiva by is what the bochrim and avreichim think is choshev. What they think is choshev, what is choshev in their eyes, then you can judge whether it's a good yeshiva or not. All tonight, difficult night to come and learn Torah, Motzei Shabbos, Hoshana Rabbah, you showed your chashivas to Torah, and it shows that what's important in life, and mitzvah Hashem, you should all have honor Hashem, Hoshiyana, a good and kvitzel, and you should have shefa, bracha, v'hatzlocha, v'kol ma'asiyadeh. Amen.